Phone Boy Speaks, episode 524, Phone Calls in the Friendly Skies.
There's been intense pushback on the idea that people should be able to use their mobile phones on airlines to talk on the phone, or even using the computer or anything. And this is this has been an issue for a long time, and everybody thinks that it's, you know, that having all these conversations going on the airplane, first of all, that's even going to happen, and second of all, that creates a bad environment. I don't know. I do a whole lot of flying, and forget the conversations that go on around me. The airplane is just a very loud environment in which to have a conversation at all. I mean, so, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that many people would even be using it. Second of all, I don't think it's going to make the problem any worse than it already is. And also there's peer pressure, I think, to keep people, you know, from being jerks about using their phone. So, and probably cost will also make it an issue, because, I mean, there's been airphones on airplanes in the United States they used to be much more prevalent. And I think I only used one, maybe one time ever. And the cost was so prohibitively expensive that it was just not something that we did. And, you know, now technically I think we've solved this problem in a way, or there's solutions to it that could use our existing cell phones, existing smartphones, in order to be able to actually, solve the problem and do it that way. But, and surely there's a cost to it, that will get added to it. So, honestly, I don't think it's necessary to ban it entirely, like has been done in the U.S. And in fact, there's a lot of trade groups right now that are trying to get things to change, right? Because, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I'd rather not even use not that GoGo Wireless is bad or anything, but I mean, I have a smartphone that's got a data plan. I mean, there's some way to tap into that, or there's a way to get text messages or something, right? It shouldn't be just an all or nothing thing, right? Other countries don't seem to have an issue with this, so we're the only one that seems to do, at least from what I can tell. And so, in reality is that, as I say, there's too many conversations going on an airplane as it is. I mean, I take a lot of flights, and, you know, yeah, there's that makes more noise, you know, the in-person conversations and just the loudness of the airplane, right? I don't want to be on the phone talking to anybody in an airplane, just because it's too noisy of an environment. The same thing is true with a lot of other places. I try to avoid phone calls in certain places just because they're too loud. And even just to handle an airplane, for me, I have to have earplugs, because it's not that it hurts my ears or anything, but I it's just too much noise for too long. And I definitely feel better minimizing my impact, or the amount of time I hear the rush of the airplane as it's whizzing through the air at 35,000 feet. I think this is much ado about nothing, and I think all these people that are against it need to get over it, and, you know, I think, you know, humanity can solve this problem itself. If people become loud, obnoxious, and, you know, the airlines can still handle that situation, right? If somebody's becoming a problem doing it, I mean, but ban it entirely? Come on, I don't think that's realistic, and I also don't think as I say, there's other countries that allow it, so what's the problem? And guys, get over it, and, you know, let us take care of ourselves.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.